President Biden is heading to Europe on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House just confirming he will travel to Brussels later this month for a NATO summit, also just announced, about ongoing deterrence and defense efforts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's military posture needs to be reset after Russia's attack over the weekend on a military base near Poland's border.
Tomorrow, ministers will start an important discussion on concrete measures to reinforce our security for the longer term in all domains.
Earlier today, Ukraine's president making another appeal to close his country's airspace.
You supply us with the military assistance, with humanitarian assistance. You impose serious sanctions.
But he says that's not ending the war. President Zelensky speaking to Canada's parliament ahead of tomorrow's virtual remarks to U.S. lawmakers. The prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia are all planning to visit Ukraine's capital city today, even as Russia's bombardment continues.
It's remarkable in and of itself, but also remarkable that they're making the trip by train. They're heading these routes that so many of the refugees have been traveling, and they've got to go through some of this war-torn region in order to get to the capital city. With the travel of the refugees, it has been very slow. This train has been slow. Apparently, they are still traveling.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. The White House not giving up on more money to fight COVID. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Waiting to provide funding until we're in a worse spot with the virus will be too late. We need funding now so we're prepared for whatever comes.
Billions of dollars were stripped out of a larger funding bill the president will sign today because of concerns about offsets for the spending. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
New case study findings released by the Secret Service highlight misogyny and violence toward women.
The Secret Service National Threat Center examined the 2018 shooting in a hot yoga studio in Tallahassee, Florida. 40-year-old Scott barely opened fire, killing two women and wounding four others before killing himself. The center director said the attacker displayed decades of misogynistic behavior ranging from inappropriate comments to assaults. That while there's no single attacker profile, for those who commit this kind of violence, there are often red flags before such violence happens. The assessment says while Beerley was a professional, pursued higher education, and served in the military, his behavior concerned family, friends, and colleagues for years, but no intervention ever happened. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A convicted swindler who claimed to be a German heiress to finance a posh lifestyle in New York is now on the verge of being deported as lawyers make a last-ditch effort to fight it. Her life inspired the recent Netflix series Inventing Anna. A theater giant is going for gold.
AMC Theaters is buying a $27.9 million stake in a gold and silver mining company for nearly a quarter of Hycroft, as well as its mine in northern Nevada. The cash investment, funded by some of the nearly $2 billion pulled in by AMC when it cashed in on the meme frenzy surrounding its own stock. And while the move might surprise investors, the stake in Hycroft, with its 15 million ounces of gold deposits, could be part of the world's largest theater chain's shift to diversify after ticket sales took a hit during the pandemic. Leading gold and silver investor Eric Sprott is making a matching investment in Hycroft.
Fox's Lillian Wu. So far, so good on Wall Street. Stocks are rallying despite another report on high inflation at the wholesale level this time, up 10% last month from a year earlier. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.